Hi, everybody. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. We don't even know what we're doing. Oh my gosh. It's
We
only
do.
8:30 at night, and I'm as tired as if it's
We got
2:30 in the
this.
morning. Okay. So I bet you didn't think you were going to hear from us. We've been a little inconsistent lately. We should apologize. But we've been basing it off of Dateline's schedule, and they've been airing really sad one-off episodes that just. You know, like their summer's been inconsistent, and this was their first new Friday in a while, and so we're excited to be back. But they're officially not
Also,
back
our
for a
summer's
couple
been
weeks.
inconsistent.
Our
So,
lives are inconsistent.
fall, new you, new
Yeah.
me. We're in it.
We're in it to win it, and if you have become a Patreon and have recently ditched us because we have not been giving you enough content,
I
we
get it.
understand, we get
Oh
it.
yeah, we get it.
We would like you to come back because we're going to bring the more content and like it's going to come. We're going to have more of my
It just
parents.
feels like false promises.
I know. It's like poor Tammy and her fiddle faddle,
Oh
which
yeah, and the boxes of Pop-Tarts that I have sitting on my counter downstairs that I bought special, they're specialty Pop-Tarts for her.
you still haven't mailed Tammy's gift?
Just chilling
You said
downstairs.
you were going to like 2 weeks ago. And you said you were finally going to get it done.
Oh yeah, and it's the gift has grown and increased tenfold since that. So Tammy, you're getting a really good gift. It's just taken a year and 6 months for you to get it. And for that, I'm embarrassed
Tammy
and
might not
upset.
even still live at the address she gave us when
I'm
she
so
first gave us the
I don't even know
address.
what to mail her at this point. A puppy? Like I don't like
Yeah.
what can I feel like she gets an edible arrangement at this point, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
A full out.
So does Sean G, for sure.
Sean G is getting a very special package, but I need to mail
You
his
still
soon.
haven't mailed
Nope,
his?
never mailed anyone's. Have not been to the post office. I should just give it to you and be like, can you
Why do
please
you
mail
think
this?
you just will wind up one day at the post office? You
I
have
don't
to
know.
make a trip to it.
I
It's
know.
not somewhere you just happen to be and to mail things. You have
Just
to go out of your way.
do me a favor. You will be with me tomorrow around noon.
Yes.
Maybe just encourage me to go to the post office. I have the boxes, I have the stuff, I have it ready, I have the
Okay.
tissue paper.
We're gonna
Just
make the.
maybe encourage me to do it.
I'm gonna push you out the door.
I feel like I have a problem. I feel like I have to talk to a doctor because this
I
is
do
not
too.
good. Because
No,
my,
I'm
and the
being
thing
very
is, I
bad at
feel so bad
adulting.
about it. I feel so bad.
I
And like,
know.
I can't like do it.
I've had a bag of things to return from CrimeCon to Target, and they have a 3-month return policy,
I know they
and I
do.
have expired that return policy by a month.
Oh, so now you're only getting store credit.
Will they take it for store credit?
I think they will. I think Target takes it after 90 days for store credit
Well,
only.
that's as good as cash. I can spend that in no time at
It
Target.
is. Can you get me something at Target? Because there is
Yeah.
something that I need at Target. I'll give you a
Sure.
list. Okay.
A list? Okay.
Short list.
Okay. So this episode is, oh, by the way, I've been a little cranky. We got a message on Katie gave
Oh.
me our Facebook profile so I could log into Facebook. And the first thing I see is a message of someone saying that we go off on tangents far too much and we were a bit immature and
On
that
Facebook, they said that.
she normally really likes us. But having listened to our last episode, I don't know which episode she means. She's embarrassed that she recommended us to people.
Which episode was that? Should we
I
take it
don't
down?
know.
Oh,
I think it
no.
must be Prairie Confidential, right? Wasn't that the
I'm
last
really
one?
sorry. That also, we're having problems with our editors, so who knows? Ugh.
Oh yeah, they could have not. Yeah, well,
Ugh, there could be a whole bunch of stuff
there
in
could
there
be
that
stuff
wasn't
in there
supposed
that
to be in there. I'm
it's
sorry. I'm
possible.
embarrassed.
But then a lot of people write us and say they like our tangents.
But should we be
So
talking
you
about this
really,
right now? I feel
yeah.
like we should cut this whole chunk.
No, I just want everyone to know we hear your comments. We take them seriously. They hurt
Yeah.
us when they're not nice, but we
Well.
understand and you have every right to give your opinion, but you cannot please everyone. Like,
But I am sorry to that person that thought we went off on so many tangents
right.
and
But then there
posted
are
that on the
other.
Facebook page.
No, she private messaged, which was super nice of her, and she was
Did you write back?
very polite. I haven't quite figured out how to write back yet.
Do you
I'm
want me to do
still
it?
learning the app. It's
Okay.
very confusing to me because there are messages and there are posts,
Right,
and I
but
don't
everyone should be really happy
understand.
that Kimberly's now involved in Facebook
I'm
because
gonna
I
try.
can't.
It's
So.
not gonna be nearly as good as the Facebook group that Sean runs, A Double Date
Right.
with Dateline, because
Yeah.
I looked at that today and that is awesome. There's like good content there. He posts memes and stuff and conversations. It's good. Way better than we could do. Okay. But Twitter, I still feel like we have some. He's amazing. Yeah. So we're just going to be better about everybody.
Oh, I just thought of something to add to his box. Wait, let me add this one thing to his box before we mail it.
Okay.
Okay. I have it. I'm not going to say it on air because it's really good. I'll tell you after. Okay.
Okay. Should we talk about this episode? Is that what we were here to do?
Yes, we should talk about it because this is welcome back Dateline into the fall. We're going in with Canning.
First
with the Queen.
Friday episode. Kind of a sad one, but we're going to try to do our best to make it funny.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, pretty sad. But
we're not going to make
inspiring.
It funny.
Yes, we are. That's our job. Okay, this episode's called The Match. It aired September 7th, 2018. It is season 26, episode 55, I believe, because I think the new season officially starts in like 2 weeks, maybe. This episode takes place in Albuquerque, and Dateline subtly shades the town. They just cannot help themselves.
What did they say?
They said how it used to be all the businesses that, you know, once were so great are now gone, and now they've been replaced by a mall. And it showed all these, like, rundown cool spots when it used to be, like, Route 66, and now there's the mall.
Which is also weird to me, because I think Albuquerque is still kind of a cool city. It's supposed to be, like, a nice city to go and visit
there's, like,
and
art
live
there
in.
And, so, yeah. Write us,
Dateline.
Tell us what you think. Dateline loves to shade the... That's why we added it to the bingo cards, I think.
Yeah,
they just
Dateline.
Can't help themselves.
Shady ladies. All right.
I know. They are shady ladies. So Andrea is sitting around a what WTF table? The biggest
marble
table I've ever seen. I don't know if they're in a restaurant. It's like they're being served drinks and like there are plates on the table.
I want it.
It's this gorgeous marble
table.
But did you notice what they were sitting on?
Stools?
No.
What?
Folding metal chairs.
Okay, well, that is definitely going to happen because there's no way they have enough chairs for everybody to fit around that table. So they're probably trying to find something with the right height. Don't knock that.
No,
that
then
has to
what
happen.
They should have done is given those mm-hmm. chairs to the girls in the back because it would be hidden. The girls were sitting behind the table.
Oh, I think they're all sitting in
Don't
those.
Have Andrea, who's sitting on the side, sit in one so we can see that it's like a folding metal chair. Also, she's very petite. I don't feel like she has enough padding in her.
That's true. That
in
would
her
be uncomfortable.
So I would, feel like it would be painful.
It would be kind of uncomfortable for hours and hours in a metal chair, but I feel like, oh well. I was more just shocked that it looked like they were on The View. Or is The Talk a show? Did I
yeah.
make that up? Is
no,
the
you're
Talk
right
the
on.
Thing?
Yeah, okay. wait till we get to Twitter. I have
oh,
one
Oh, really?
About
okay,
that.
But
yeah.
honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, what's happening here? What,
yeah.
what
Let's
are we
have
doing?
A round table discussion.
Well, and they all have matching glasses. They all have these, like, sort of aqua blue water glasses and then coffee mugs. I was like, oh, so they get multiple drinks.
Yeah.
They get, this is great.
It was like a fancy book club, like what I imagined would be.
It was, and it's all of these women.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I was jazzed.
Yeah. So there are six Marcel sisters. They all look kind of different to me. I felt like they all have different dads. I could be judging. One of them looked like so different than the others. They all look different than the others to me. Anyways, Brittany is 17. She's the second to the youngest. Mm-hmm. And she works at the mall. And she had a smile that lights up a room. They didn't say that, but she did.
She did.
She had Brittany a gorgeous smile.
Brittany looks a lot like her mom. I'm just going to say that right now. They show a side-by-side of Brittany and her mom, and they look a lot alike.
I never at any point said that was not her mom. I said she might have, they might all have different dads.
But you don't think that those girls sort of resemble their mom?
That is totally possible because I'm saying she is their mom.
But you're saying that they don't, but you keep saying they don't, so you're just saying they don't look like each other.
That is exactly what I
said.
But
do you see that there's no logic in that? Because it would be like, if they all resembled one person, it would be that they all resemble her in different ways. No one has the same, do you know what I'm saying?
There were several that I did not see a giant resemblance between the mom. But I'm not accusing her of not, they're not being her children biologically.
No, that's not what I mean. I didn't mean to say it in an accusatory tone. If it came out that way, I didn't mean it that way. I meant more like.
Yeah, it was.
That it's weird that they all kind of resemble the mom, but if they were standing next to each other, you might not assume they were sisters. You might think
they
were
friends. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, gotcha.
It looks like a group of friends sitting around. They did not look like sisters to me.
It did, besides the fact that most of them are brunette.
Yeah, different shades, but different skin
shades.
tones,
True.
different, you know.
True.
And
Sorry.
it's no judgment. No, not all siblings have to look alike.
No.
I happen to look, I think, a lot like my brother. Do I?
No.
Oh, okay. So anyways, one day, mom comes home and sees Brittany lying on the floor and there's blood everywhere. And she sees that, like, normally that's scary enough. The dude that attacked her is still in the house. It's terrifying. It's like a horror movie. He's standing there holding a shovel. And then he drops the shovel and he says, "You're next." And
I
he
can't
grabs
even imagine.
A butcher knife.
I can't not. I can't imagine.
Like,
that is.
You know how when I had rats in my place, I never really told the whole story, but one crawled down the wall next to my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I evacuated my pee-pee all over the floor. And I screamed. And I ran. I don't know how I would handle this man with a shovel. Like, what's worse? I would poop my pants, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just go catatonic. I would implode. Like, there had been a detonator set inside me. My head would... I'd be that emoji where your head explodes.
Oh, absolutely. And it's...
Yeah.
It, the way she describes it, like, strikes fear in your heart, for sure.
Yeah.
She
runs out screaming, and there's this dude driving by who stops to help her, which never happens. And if it does happen in the horror movie, they are in cahoots with the killer.
They're in on it, right?
Yeah. But he actually went in and found Brittany and said, "Call 911 and like helped her. So I thought that was incredible. Brittany is in the hospital under an assumed name for her safety. A strange man comes to see her but leaves before the hospital can ID him. So the family is freaking out. They fully think someone is out to get someone. They don't know if it was mistaken identity and it was supposed to be the mom or one of the sisters. They all are in panic mode. The mom calls the toilet a commode, which I thought was interesting. Is that a regional thing?
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe.
Because I don't usually hear that unless it's like a 1940s war movie.
I like it. I like commode.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like WC too. I think that's fun.
Is that water closet?
Mm-hmm.
But you say WC?
Yeah, or the loo. Those are good.
Yeah. I don't love the loo because I feel like you're trying to be British when you're not British.
You feel like it's croissant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I do a little bit.
All right.
So the sisters, I think, are pretty awesome, actually. I liked what, because they panicked for a second, and then they were like, okay, let's start making lists of who this could be. Like, we got to just deal with it. And so they start looking into everyone in their lives, making lists. They're like, trust no one. Every boyfriend gets put on the list. Like, I thought it was pretty good. They were like mini detectives. So Brittany had become rebellious in high school and had moved in with her dad, but she was doing better and she was meeting with her mom that day to discuss moving back into the house. And then we meet the detective, Detective Morialis, who is a bearded gentleman and wears the badge on the necklace, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he didn't do much for me, but people on Twitter thought he was really hot. Cindy Boxer thought he was super hot.
Oh, all right, Cindy Boxer.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I get it.
Wait, I have a question real quick. So she was going into her senior year of high school, correct, when this all happened?
That sounds
or
right.
She's... Okay, you don't know. Okay, I couldn't...
I do not know.
I didn't know if she was... Because it sounded like she had spent like a summer at her dad's and then had decided to finish out her school year in Albuquerque. I could be wrong on that. But also, can we just give a props to the mom after the parents divorce and the mom is raising 6 daughters?
I know.
Holy Moses.
I know. And they all seem to have turned out well. It's kind of
amazing. Way to go, mom.
Yeah. And a son. There's a son, too.
And a son. There is a son. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't get to meet him, though.
Yeah. So Brittany had been beaten with the shovel, cracked her skull, her face, her whole head is like swollen. They won't even show us pictures. They just show us sketches because it's so bad. The attacker had decided to jump through the window to escape, which I don't get why, because the door was open and there's got to be a back door. He literally jumped through
the sliding glass door.
A glass window.
Well, I thought it was the door, the sliding glass door that he jumped through.
No, it was like a window.
He like barrel rolled through a window. So
he did the Kool-Aid man.
He did. Oh, yeah. So can you, is he, like how many drugs is he on?
That's what I. That's what makes me think he was on like bath salts or something crazy,
like PCP.
Yeah, exactly.
Behavior.
Exactly. Because there's multiple exits, I would assume, that are not windows, that are doors.
I thought it was really odd because Detective Morales is trying to describe him going through this window and being like, you're in the heat of the moment, there's panic or whatever. And I'm like, I still don't know if without drugs you'd barrel through a glass window. That doesn't.
Did he even try to open it, or was he just like, this will be faster, I'm diving through? Like.
So I feel like it's drugs. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I feel like it might be drugs.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
So, there's tons of DNA at the scene, but a lot of it's all mixed with Brittany's blood, so they can't get a good read on it. But there is DNA on one of the window panes, and they are able to get a full, like, profile. But there's no hits in CODIS. Brittany was seeing someone at the time, but he's not a match. The mom gives them the description of what she saw, and they develop a sketch, which is the creepiest sketch drawing I've ever seen in my entire life. He looks like Michael Myers.
This is the mom giving the info about who it is, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. It looks like he's wearing a Michael Myers white mask, and his hair is all spiky behind it. Like, it is creepy.
Yeah, the spiky hair really was, like, very... Ugh. Yeah.
Brittany's on life support, and they don't think she's going to make it. And the family pretty much goes into hiding. They rent a house, so they're not at that house. And they're watching every move that, you know, they make, and they're taking shifts at the hospital. But miraculously, Brittany wakes up. But part of her brain literally had to be removed because of her injury. And one of her sisters says that her eyes are now gray instead of blue.
That was unbelievable.
He took the life out of her.
That was so, the way she describes that, and she, and they show all these pictures. You get to see a lot of pictures of Brittany with, like, these beautiful blue eyes, like, really big eyes that are bright blue. And the sister is like, it's like he took the life from her.
Mm-hmm.
They turned her blue eyes to gray, just nothing there. And I was like, oh, that's a horrible description. It's like when people's hair turn white because they're so frightened.
On Twin Peaks.
Yeah, her eyes just turned color.
Yeah.
I thought that was...
He switched the light off in her. But I think it came back because we meet her later.
It does.
And I think for sure it came back.
Fear not, folks.
Her smile is not the same. She cannot smile. It's kind of crooked. And she used to have this most beautiful smile. So
that's
we'll get to that.
Thing,
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. But I still think she's got her smile. But we'll get to that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Her ear canal is crushed and she's partly deaf. She's like totally deaf in one ear. And she's almost blind in one eye. She gets out of the hospital eventually. She gets to go home. It took 5 months, and then she goes to physical therapy. She can't even feed herself. She can't go to the bathroom by herself. She needs help with everything. And so she has to relearn all of that in physical therapy. The mom moves all of them out of state to Texas for safety, and because there's a good rehab facility there. And
gotta love that mom. Gotta love that mom.
I know. The physical therapist said that the brain is able to, like, relearn these things. So she's, like, learning to read again with Dr. Seuss books and learning how to feed herself. It's so sad, but it's so incredible how far she's able to come. There is 25% of her brain where her memories are that is not working. So they don't give her any details about the attacks. They're not building false memories, which is interesting because, you know, I love the memory stuff. False memories and, you know. So Dr. Wright, the physical therapist, works with her for a year and her brain starts to rewire. And the physical therapist is crying at how far she's come and it's really touching.
Yeah.
So Brittany is now finally able to speak with Andrea. She's had 20 surgeries. She wants her over 20. She wants her smile back. So that's going to be her last surgery. She wants to get her smile fixed. The family is still investigating. They're trying to look at anyone in their lives or anyone that Brittany knew. They don't trust anyone. Detective Morales asks for help. Cold case prosecutors are worried about the statute of limitations. Statute. Sorry. I keep thinking of Seinfeld. And he goes, it's a statute. It's not a statue. Sorry. All of my info comes from Seinfeld. So they do this thing, which they seem to do a lot now on Dateline, but this was the first time they had done it. In that state, I think, they indict a DNA profile so that it's
that
like a John Doe profile. They do it a lot
know that
now.
That was the thing.
Okay. I saw them do it on, maybe it's Law and Order I saw them do it on, but they've done it. But I guess this was one of those groundbreaking cases, which is really cool. So 5 years pass. The police are still working the case. The mom calls them and asks for new eyes. So they reassign it to this lady detective named Gaunterman. And the family loves her. I get kind of get the feeling they didn't love Detective Morales. Because
there's
they,
something
like,
up.
Yeah. I don't know if they just weren't happy with him or he did everything he could, I think. It seems like he did. There was no, he investigated everyone, it seemed like. But they say she calls them all the time and she really
So maybe that's
cares.
What they needed. So it could be just that they needed a level of attention that maybe
right.
Morales was overloaded. Who
right.
knows?
Right. And so Gaunterman does a deep dive into Brittany's life at the time of the event. And she looks at every neighbor in the area. They go public and try to get new leads. So they start getting tips in. There was a guy living across the street at the time who had stalked and attacked a girlfriend. His DNA goes to the DNA place, but it wasn't him. Then a mom calls and says, I think it's my son. He oh. looks like the sketch, and he has a friend that lived across the street. Like, how crazy is that? The mom that's turning in her kid.
I can't eat. Wow.
That's impressive.
Wow.
But he doesn't match. And then there was a guy that had texted her to meet her the day of the attack, a guy from high school. He's a police officer now. He's not a match. And Brittany cannot remember. Her brain is just permanently damaged or she's suppressing memories. So they decide to get her hypnotized. And she's sitting with this psychologist. It takes 10 minutes to put her under. It's not like in the movies where they just snap and you're suddenly under. And she starts to relive the attack. She's like twitching and she's saying, it hurts. I'm bleeding. He's tall, spiked hair, muscles, Hispanic. And did I see him at my work? Maybe. Did he buy glasses? She works at the sunglasses kiosk. So they don't get anything really conclusive, but they get a little bit more details about his appearance.
Right.
So 8 years after
the spiked hair really got me when she said spiked hair.
Because the mom said
remember
it too.
The composite. And I was like, did Brittany see the composite? Like, was that implanted? The spiked hair? Because it was so spiky in that picture.
The one that they had done off the mom's description.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's... And I'm sure, even though the PT was being really good about not giving her details, I'm sure the mom had said stuff to her at the hospital.
I'm sure they've all
I'm sure
said
she
stuff
had heard
her.
Stuff.
No,
it's
mean,
impossible
yeah.
for them to have never said a word about what he looked like.
No, they're trying to solve the crime.
Yeah.
Right. They're trying to jog her memory. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sure they said things. 8 years after the attack, Brittany was able to graduate college, which is amazing.
That's like, amazing.
And that makes me think she did graduate, had just graduated high school, maybe. I think. I could be wrong. Gaunterman had heard about a new technique where they could do a sketch based off DNA. And it focuses on genetic. Why? You saw the episode, right?
I thought that was amazing. That sketch off DNA. You didn't think that was cool?
No,
I've never seen that before.
I've seen it on things. Yeah. No, it's really cool.
I was
doing
really the
gasp
because
cool.
I remembered how cool that was.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, so it's based on genetically determined features, like things in your face that mm-hmm. are genetically passed down. So Andrea sends them her DNA, sneaky, sneaky, without saying who it is, and mm-hmm. they create a sketch based on that. And did you think it looked like her? Or did you
I
think
did.
It, I thought it looked like...
I thought it looked like a cousin of hers.
Yeah, maybe. Like. Yeah. She looked very like a teenager, though. But I guess they can't. I would think they'd be able to determine age. Not that Andrea doesn't look like a teenager. She does. Yeah, I guess it was similar. It was very similar.
It was pretty similar. The only things that were off were the like face shape was off, which sort of threw everything, the placement of the features on the face off to me. That's
yeah.
what I thought.
The thing that was interesting was they could figure out that she had light blue eyes with a gold center ring.
That
which she
cool.
totally does, and duh, because she's a magical unicorn. Of course she has a gold center ring, because she's Andrea.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So then one day after the hypnosis and like much later, Brittany all of a sudden starts thinking of the name Justin. Out of nowhere, it just pops in her head. And every day this name keeps coming to her. So she asks her sisters, did I know someone named Justin? And they say, yeah, Justin Hansen. He works at the mall and he would hang out at your kiosk. Like he would visit you. And Justin doesn't kind of matches the description. They say he doesn't because the eyes and the height are different, but the picture looked very similar to me.
Because she kept saying very tall in her, under him, her hypnosis.
And he's very average height, but the facial features looked similar to me. Like the structure of the face kind of looked similar to me. And
I
the spiky hair.
I mean, yeah. Well, so, it wasn't spiky. It was puffy.
We'll get to it.
But they didn't get spiky hair from his profile, you know?
That was from the mom. Exactly. That's true. So they go and talk to this Justin guy, and he's standing outside wearing a bathrobe when they go talk to him, and he has this baby on him. He looks like a housewife. He has a baby on him. Like, he should have had his hair in curlers. But he has a lot of tattoos, like a chestal tattoo ring thing. What's the chestal tattoo?
I don't know. What's with a white bathrobe? You can't have white bathrobes. You can't keep them clean. Who's out there with white bathrobes?
He's trying to live the life of the Carrollton plot with the marshmallow puffy robe.
No, he's trying to be a PIMP.
Oh, he did. Was so the neck, it was like a gold chain tattoo, basically, you're saying. Like he has a permanent gold chain tattoo on. They go talk to him. They think he seems nice, but fake. They felt like he was acting. And they ask him for his DNA, and he won't do it until he talks to his mom first.
Yeah, which is
really funny because
how
his
old
wife,
is he?
He's 32, and his wife is standing right there, but he needs to talk to his mom first. And the cops thought that was weird because they were like, is his mom like a lawyer? Why? What's happening? And so then, but he does seem nice about it. And then he never shows up or never follows up with them. So they call him.
Yeah, he's supposed to like come down to the station, right?
But
he
doesn't. So they call him and it starts out so pleasant.
Yes,
they say, how are you? And he says, I'm doing great. How are you today? Like so nice.
So nice.
And then all of a sudden he starts getting really defensive and saying he felt like they were coming after him and being really accusatory and like flipping everything he said. And he'd like an apology.
Well, and he says at one point, I don't remember if it's at his house or during that interview, that he says, I watch those crime shows.
Yeah.
I know how this works. Like, I know how the script gets flipped or whatever, you know? He's like,
He'd like an apology. I thought they were perfectly polite to him. Like, and they made it clear that they were looking at everyone in her life. So why he feels singled out. And she even said, we'd like your DNA to rule you out. Obviously, you're not a suspect. She even says to him, you're not a suspect. We're just ruling out everyone in her life. Mm-hmm. So why would he feel like he was singled out from that when they're looking at everyone? Okay. So he protested a little too much. Gaunterman requests that he be followed. But again, it takes 2 months to get the approval to have him followed. And by this time, he has quit his job and moved his family. That's weird that he did that right after they started talking to him.
Uh-huh.
They follow him to his new location, and they follow him to a McDonald's where he's eating, and they take his trash for the DNA. And it is a complete match. Dun, dun, dun. The DNA lady and the cops, they're all crying and they're so excited, and they call the mom and they call Brittany, and everyone is just, the sisters are shocked because the sisters kind of all seem to have the hots for him. They said they all thought, like, all the girls loved him at the mall. Everyone wanted to date him. He was so cute and charming. He's cute, but in a douchebag way. Like,
but this is like, how many DNA matches have they tried? 70? What is the number? It's something like...
They had looked at like 70 guys. I think they had run the DNA of like...
30?
So I thought it was like in the teens, but it could have just been that one DNA lady had done like 14. But they had a million leads that they had checked out. And then it finally happens. But it's this charming, cute guy that everyone at the mall loved. Even though to me looks a little bit douchey, like he...
Yeah.
Really listened to a lot of Linkin Park CDs.
Yes, he did.
But there's a problem. They're a huge problem. A clerical error has destroyed the evidence.
That is, this makes me nuts.
How does that happen?
This is like every Truth and Justice episode ever of all time, where like it's just you can't get the evidence because it's not there. It doesn't exist. Yeah, sorry. Explain.
She said it is literally you check destroy or not destroy. When you're closing out a case, and when they had switched the case from one detective to another, someone had checked destroy.
So this is Morales.
Either he did it or someone in a cleric person, an assistant, had done it. She was trying very hard to say that it wasn't Morales. I mean, she wasn't saying it was Morales. Somebody. Yeah. I would be so furious. It's like in our Patreon episode that we're going to be releasing. In Ransom, a huge thing happens that is just a clerical error. So
yes.
I just don't understand, because when I'm working at a job, I try double check my double check everything to make sure I got the right phone number, to make sure. And these are people's lives on the line. You would think you would be even more careful, but I guess it just becomes like a normal job to you, and then humans make mistakes. So I don't know. It's very frustrating. So the shovel has been destroyed. The butcher knife, Brittany's clothes were destroyed, but thank God the thing that wasn't destroyed is the blood drop from the window, because that was kept in a separate spot. So now, but if they go
but
to
why?
Court.
Why was that kept in a separate
because
spot?
Because it's a blood drop on the glass, so it was kept in a freezer where they keep all the frozen blood samples.
But there were so many other bloody items in the house that why weren't any of the other ones kept in?
Because those you would take off of the clothes and put them on a thing, and you would keep those blood things. I'm sure those blood things were kept, but they were useless because they were too mixed. Her clothes you'd keep in a Ziploc bag once you had taken off the blood that you needed.
I see what you're saying. So the samples were too mixed anyways. That was the one
that pure was the only usable
one. Sample. I remember.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So like you wouldn't keep the shovel in the freezer. You would take off the blood and then keep the shovel. But now if they go to trial, the defense can say that they mishandled evidence and we can't trust anything that they say.
Right.
So Justin is on house arrest. And he agrees, for some reason, I cannot comprehend why, to sit down with Andrea.
Well, because they show up at the house. They just
showed
up.
He didn't have to talk to her, though.
He didn't. He did
agree. He had denied requests several times, they said. Like, finally he agreed to talk to them, but he had denied and denied. And why they picked that day.
I thought he had just put them off. I thought he had,
he had said, no, I'm not talking to you right now. And then that day he agrees to sit down, and he looks so bad.
Oh, boy.
He looks like he hasn't slept in his entire life. He has these bags under his eyes. It's like half his face is eye bags.
It's unbelievable. It looks like he's been crying for 4 weeks straight.
4 weeks. It looks like a baked potato is put under each of his eyes.
It's almost like he has
black
eyes.
They're like bloody.
Eyes.
Yes.
It almost looks like he got hit in his eyes. It's
yes.
That. It's jarring. We're not yeah. exaggerating.
No,
it is a
he needs
jarring moment.
Cucumber slices and hemorrhoid cream stat. He needs to go to a spa.
Well, but it caught me off guard, like his
yes.
his appearance being that upset because of
said,
what happened.
No, I mean maybe they thought it was okay that he went on to look like that because it makes it look like he really cares, even mm. though he's only really crying about himself and not Britney's predicament. So it's I would have said you don't look good. We're not doing this interview right now. Mm-hmm. If I were his mom or something.
Yeah.
I would have said no. He cannot explain to Andrea the drop of blood. He just refuses to give any explanation. I thought there were all these sisters. He seemed to know everyone. He would have said I was at that house at some point. But I guess he had never been in the house and there's really no reason for that blood to be there. So the statute of limitations has passed, but they had done that indictment. And Justin makes a good point here. He says that the statute of limitations is there because it's harder for people to defend themselves after a long period of time. Like after 10, 15 years, you don't know where you were the day of. You don't have your bank records.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You don't have your receipt from Walmart, so you can't prove that you have an alibi. Like, so I do kind of understand that. But there is this DNA that was there at this. So that's pretty irrefutable. So Justin accepts a plea deal so he can get out to see his kids eventually because he has two kids now. And he's crying a lot. And he could get 18 years or he could be released on probation. But then we find out they slip it in there. Three other women have accused Justin of assault.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Wish we had known about that sooner. The sisters have to speak in court to try to get the maximum sentence for him. And this was kind of hard because one of them is saying how Britney will never have the life that she could have had. Britney's life will never be like her sister's now. Britney is a shell of the person that she once was. And I wanted yeah. to be like, that's not nice. She's doing great. Like she's a fighter and a warrior. But I know they have to say that because they're trying to say how hard the impact has been so that he'll get the most time. But it still was sad.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, her flicker of light is gone. And I was like,
but
no,
you,
it's
you'd
not.
You'd say that. You have to say that.
You have to say it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you want to be like, Britney, don't listen to this. We still love you. Your flicker's totally there. So he gets the full 18 years, but he could mm-hmm. be out in 9, I think. And they still don't know why he did this, but they think that Britney turned him down and that he didn't like being rejected. And which totally makes sense to me. It certain people, predators, I think that they don't like feeling rejected. They don't think that they should ever have to feel that way. So they attack. I think it's...
You think it was a full rejection thing?
I think it was like he was hitting on her and she was like, no, I have a boyfriend.
But here's what I don't understand is how long was she... She was coming back into town, so she'd been gone for months.
I don't think she was that far away. I thought she was still working at the mall.
She was. Okay. I think I misunderstood that.
I think it felt
like she had moved out of state, but you're mm-hmm. probably right. Okay, I just didn't understand that right. Okay.
I think she was still working at the mall at that time. I think she could have seen him that day even, or whenever she had worked last. So she's having her 23rd surgery to get her smile back, which is, I hope they post a picture, and I'm sure she'll look amazing. She already looks amazing, and...
She looks like, great.
She does. She's a hero. She's awesome. So that's all I had to say. What did I miss? Did I miss anything?
No.
Okay. Should we talk about B-roll? She's checking her notes, guys.
Sorry. I had one thing that I thought that I never really understood is why the mysterious guys that comes to the hospital. There's like someone that's trying to get in to see her.
Yeah,
why didn't they pull up hospital footage of that?
All they said was he left before they had the chance to ID him. So either he had his face turned and he left too quickly, or I don't know. It is definitely an oversight, because he definitely did ask a nurse, like, where is she? Because mm-hmm. the nurse came and said, there's somebody asking. So they should have gone yes. back and pulled and the footage and said.
And looked at the footage. And maybe that's part of the reason they were annoyed. Maybe it was things like that that made them upset with Morello.
Maybe. Morales, maybe.
Morales, yeah. I don't
Morales,
know.
Like West Side Story.
Oh, okay.
Isn't West Side Story Morales?
Maybe.
No, Morales is Chorus Line.
I don't remember.
She sings that song. It's so good. And she's doing the snow sledding.
I got nothing.
And I felt nothing. I'm feeling nothing. Mm-mm. No, you don't know that?
I'd only know a few songs from Chorus Line. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm sorry.
I'm embarrassed for you. Just a little bit. My mom was going to name me Cassie from Chorus Line.
That's so cute that your mom like loved that enough to name you after somebody from Chorus Line. That's fun.
My mom was a dancer. She owned her own dance studio. Okay, so let's go to B-roll and let's talk a little bit about Gaunterman.
Mm-hmm.
This lady saunters like nobody I've ever seen saunter. She like walks down these hallways like Beyonce on a stage.
So we want to call her Saunterman?
There we go.
There we go.
Beyonce ding, ding. Saunterman, Sasha Fierce.
Bay Saunterman.
Yeah. She is like strutting and she's super tanned, like a little too tan for my taste, if I'm mm-hmm. going to be perfectly honest. She is carrying the pink gun mug. Did you see it?
I totally didn't see it.
Oh my God.
Twitter was a Twitter.
There is a pink mug and the handle is the gun holster.
Yes, I've seen them.
And it's bright pink. So Lynn Cummings said, the pink gun mystery has been solved again. And she wants the biased and failing NBC store to start carrying those because they'd be really cool and they could say Dateline. Like, I think that'd be really cool.
Except that Dateline is sometimes, like, no, a lot of times not about the cop's weapon, but unfortunately about a murder weapon.
You're right.
So I don't know if Dateline would do that.
What if they did a mug that was a staircase or
again,
a bathtub?
They're not going to use things that are, they're not, none of
but
that's going to happen.
That's the murder weapon, not the gun weapon. You
but
said
maybe
they're
it should
more
be like
about
the scales
gun weapon.
Of justice is the
no, that's Law and Order. Handle. I think a bloody, blood spattered mug would be cool.
No.
What about one with cell phone towers on it?
Okay, that's okay. But not blood, nothing with like that, because that's too like, it's too gruesome. These are people's stories. They don't want to do
that. No, it's true. Although, you know, we like, I've seen those shower curtains with the blood spatter.
Well, that's from Psycho.
Yeah.
That's from a movie, not a real life event. Dateline covers real people. There's no way.
I guess you're right.
Tacky.
Oh, I guess it's tacky. Yeah, it's why people weren't supposed to dress up for Crime Con. Because that
no,
would have been offensive.
No, it's tacky.
It's
what in
offensive.
The world? Yeah, it's super offensive. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so she's really tan. Didn't love her hair, gonna be honest. It looked better when it was straight. And then for some reason they curled it for her interviews. And it looked, it was not, I wasn't having it. It was poofy bangs.
I thought it was fine.
And then
don't judge.
Hair.
She kicks
butt. It's not
butt.
Just me.
All right.
Wait till we get to Twitter.
It's one other
she
person
does,
on Twitter.
She does kick butt. No, multiple.
Okay.
Wait till we get to it. It's never just me, Katie.
But she's also just, I mean, I feel like.
She
look,
does kick butt.
Here's
she's
the deal.
Awesome.
I have a person in my life that like when they're getting fancy, curls their hair that way. They like curl their hair in these sort of big loose ringlets, someone very close to me. And I understand that that's their way of like, I'm fancy tonight. Even though it is from 1991, that was the do. She does it because that's her fancy look. So I'm going to give props to this woman for
she tried. You're right.
Going on Dateline and trying.
And she's a badass way more than I ever would be. So good
she
for
is,
her.
For
so
sure.
Do you have any quotes? I don't.
There weren't really any quotes
no.
in this one for me.
Precious moments?
Yeah, like a
just
thousand.
The whole thing that was a precious
oh
moment.
Oh my gosh.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
except
all of
for
it.
Justin. Everything but Justin and his eye bags was a precious moment.
But let me ask you this question. When you saw Justin, were you like, oh, he did it?
Yeah, because he looks just like the picture. He looks like Michael Myers.
Yeah, also like, man, it was disconcerting seeing him holding a baby.
Yeah, and crying over the baby. He really
because
cried a lot.
The way that they described this scene and from everything else that I've seen, I mean, this was was an unbelievably violent attack.
Yeah. Maybe he was on drugs.
Amazing that she survived. So my thought is, wait, should I get, I'll wait till alternative theories.
Okay. What I think MVP happened. Loser.
Oh, okay.
Brittany's obviously an MVP.
She's the champ.
She's the GOAT. But I kind of like the mom that turned her son in, because that's so impressive. That's like, no, I'm scared of him too. And I believe in justice. So I am not. And my mom always thinks she would like take me away to Mexico or something. I would be like, no, if I did something wrong, turn me in.
Yeah, your mom
is brave.
Very sweet to you. I think Mama Marcel deserves.
Oh, for sure.
An MVP on this. She really. And to move your daughters, then to take all the personal expense and be like, we're not safe here, and transplant your entire family. That is a mama hen that is protective and stayed in it. And they didn't let it go after 5 years, after 6 years, you know. And a lot of people are like, well, we're just going to focus on her and rebuilding. They're like, no, we're going to get this sucker. Yeah. We're going to get this guy.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker. That's like, and they eventually did. And thank God.
I think the loser is sort of painted out to be that first detective, but I don't think that's necessarily fair. We don't really know enough details.
No,
and
we
Cindy
don't.
Cindy thought he was hot, so I'm fine with it. We don't know how he did. Brand's unhappy being on Dateline and are now associated with murder. Shovels. Wow. And then this, I'm going to jump ahead, because one of the brands would be Hollister.
Hollister for sure. So, and then also sunglass
kiosks.
Malls.
Let's go to the mall.
Let's go to the mall.
And you're going to get murdered. So he worked at Hollister, and they made such a big deal about this. And I don't remember Hollister. I think I spent some time at malls, like in the 90s. But I don't remember being like impressed with Hollister. I don't remember what it is. Is it like Abercrombie?
Yeah. It's like it's like a cheaper Abercrombie.
Okay.
It's like Aeropostale, your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Or like American Eagle. They're all the same, sort of that surfy streetwear.
They made it sound like, oh my God, he works at Hollister. Like, no, that.
I think Hollister and Abercrombie are going to be the two places that the hot guys work.
Gotcha.
I think that they might be like Abercrombie, where Abercrombie kind of hires on looks.
Yes.
Or they used to.
They totally did. Yes, yeah. Totally. They had the guys just stand outside like with no shirts on, right?
I think so. Well, wait, have you never worked at a mall?
No, I did one summer.
Where did you work? A couple summers. Yeah, where did you work?
I worked at a couple different malls. At bookstores.
Bookstores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what is
the... I'm just curious because you were very negative off air about like certain jobs at the mall.
Because... Not at all. I think the mall jobs were great. What I was saying, what I made a joke about, because you dared me to say, how could I possibly find this funny? And I said, well, the people that work at kiosks are kind of annoying. And that's the closest I could find to being funny about it. But because they're very pushy sometimes. They like chase you down to get you to try their lotion.
Lotion, yeah.
And I don't want to try your lotion. Stop following me.
Or change your cell phone plan.
Yes. And they walk alongside you.
I worked at a mall kiosk. I want to let that be known. It was my first job.
What was it?
We sold incense and like trays of rings.
Oh,
like it was
my
a
God.
Hippie thing.
Oh, my God. I hate incense.
I was a senior in high school. It was my
patchouli.
Job.
Did you just smell like patchouli all the time?
I don't know.
I can't believe that.
I was so stressed out all the time because people would steal. They'd do the distracting thing, and it was only me at the kiosk. So, like, two girls would come up, and one of them would, like, take a ring, and the other one, and then I would.
Oh, my God.
So I would feel so bad at the end of the night. I had to pay myself out of the cash register at the end of the night. I would put money in for the ring that I knew had been taken. I made $0.
Can I just say, please, this is the level of anxiety we're working with. This is why we need your Patreon support, so that Katie doesn't have to work a normal job, because she gets this stressed out about every single job she's ever had, that she basically takes a loss for paying herself.
I think people do that. I think people would do that.
No, that is you. That is both of us being people-pleasing personalities.
I ultimately had to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were losing money by working there.
I have lost money at a few jobs. I'm not great. There are certain jobs that I just shouldn't have. That was one.
Yeah. A lot of jobs. A lot of jobs you shouldn't have. She takes it home with her, guys. She can't just let it go.
I'm good.
She'd probably wake up in the middle of the night and go, that ring was stolen. Incense. Like just in a cold sweat.
I'd count them too. I'd count the insects.
The little sticks.
Let's not talk about it. You don't want to know about any of this. I should not be involved in a job where people are constantly shoplifting. And that's what people do at a mall kiosk with incense and like trays of silver rings.
Yeah.
And then like little trinkets at the counter, like little oils and things like that. Oh, yeah. There was just stuff out. And I was just, it was a mess.
You were just constantly on alert. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. So I did want to say that. So first of all, the fashion police, Andrea wore all colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Looked so stunning and in pristine white jeans, which I still don't understand because I wear all black and I am constantly covered in stains. How does she wear white jeans? That's like a magical force that surrounds her.
Kimberly, Andrea has her stuff together.
She does.
That's how
you're
able to do that. You've got to have your stuff together.
Yeah. And she has children.
Because she does it with children.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
She has her life together. Yeah, we admire you, Andrea.
We do.
But on the other side of the spectrum.
I also admire Brittany, by the way.
Absolutely. She's adorable and a hard worker and way more determined. And she deserves everything good in life. On the other side of the spectrum.
Yes.
When Justin is arrested.
Yes.
Guess what he is wearing.
Hollister tank top.
He's still rocking the Hollister. It is the sleeveless, but the kind that it's frayed so much on the inside. It's like just a strip of fabric in between your nipples.
Yeah.
Which drives me insane because if you can see a nip, that's not clothing. You're naked.
No.
And he has a nose piercing, a little stud.
Oh, he did.
It's a stud. It's the tiniest little stud like a girl would wear. Like a girl's. Like,
that's gender non-specific. Guys can wear nose rings or studs,
this is
but
the
not
tiniest,
this guy. No,
delicate.
I'm done. I don't know why.
It's
just
so
the whole,
little.
Okay, so the whole combination of him with the tank top, with the stud, with
the tattoos,
I have to call my mom.
The
and
tattoos,
I also want to see. I want to know what the tattoos are of. I'm going to have to do a freeze frame on him. I'm going to have
the
to see
chest
the
ones looked like
what's
those like barbed wire chest ones that are kind of like tribal. Like, just kind of bars, just crisscrossing over his chest.
Wow.
Justin Hale something. Justin.
Hansen.
There we go. Apologies to any Justin Hales out there. I just crucified you on the air. Are there pictures? Does he look like Michael Myers? His hair is so poofy and spiky. After all these years, it's still spiky, too. He has not changed, even with the child.
Hmm.
Are you finding anything? It's Brit and
Brit Ani.
Yeah.
I got it. There he is. All right. Show me the tats. Oh, God, the hair. Sorry. We should also mention that he has the full like poof at the top of the head that it looks like he straightens. And then he's got like shaved sides. So
oh,
it's
I didn't
like
notice
that
the shaved
1940s.
Sides.
Yeah. They're, it's super shorn.
I didn't notice the shaved sides. I thought it was poofy, spiky all over.
So he used to just come and chit chat with her at the mall. That's insane.
For like an hour, they said. Not he made it sound like he just stopped by and said, hey. They said that he would stop for an hour. Like he was hardcore flirting with her.
Oh, I'm looking at his tattoos. Oh, he's one that's a lot like Oliver's.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know what else he's wearing besides his Hollister tank top? Also, it's not a Hollister tank top. I'm sorry. You're looking at a side boob because what he's done is he's taken a gray Hollister t-shirt and he's cut the sides
this is,
so
yes.
completely. Okay, it's not
it's
a tank top. It's a
he's
sleeveless
made it into
shirt.
A...
Yeah, and then also he's got his underwears showing in this that are also Hollister.
Really?
With his track pants. Oh, you bobo.
So he got those at a discount from his when he worked there. And he's just kept them in good shape for 9 years.
And every single one of these trial photos looks like I think his eyes just do that when he cries. That like weird red poofy.
Yes, but why is he crying so much? He's not crying for Brittany. He's crying for himself.
Yeah, because I think I don't know. Do you think maybe he has a drug problem?
Yes.
No, but I mean, like, off and on through his years.
Yeah, I
think
that's possible. I think he also has a lot of anger issues because he's abused women. And I think he didn't like being rejected.
Mm-hmm.
There was a good quote from that book. I was on the Toby Balls Deep book club. that you can get if you're a Patreon of Crime Writers On, mm-hmm. which everyone should be. It's awesome. But there was one quote from the book that I did not really like. So if you want to listen to my episode, I did not enjoy my book. Katie, I think, enjoyed her book when she was on. And she was on with Rabia. She got to be like on a panel with Rabia. That's insane.
It was and so exciting.
I was on with two smarty pants lawyer girls who were amazing and writers and like not lawyers, professors of English, professors and authors. And then I was an idiot. Here, it says, when a man kills a woman who leaves him, it's because he's entitled to never feel sadness or shame. And like, that's how a lot of men think. They shouldn't have to feel that way because they're men. And so the fact that they have to feel that way makes them lash out. So I think that's what happened. I do. Okay. Do you have any alternative theories?
Yeah, I do. Sorry. I was also just looking really quick to see if I could find anything about his other attackers. I can't. Or his other victims.
His girlfriends.
Because it just seems like you, do this once and then never again.
That's why it makes me think he was on drugs that day.
Yeah, me too.
Like, hardcore drugs. Mm. But that might be a cop-out, and maybe we don't want to give him that leniency. Maybe he just did it totally sober because he's crazy.
So, my theory isn't more about, like, my theory was more what was happening, like, that day. Like, what happened that day to make him follow her home? Like, mm-hmm. what kind of a rejection? Like, what happened?
Right.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I think it honestly could be something as simple as that just she said she had another date that night.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend, the guy she was seeing. Sorry, I can't. I'm seeing this other guy.
What was his original plan? Did he go over there to kill her? Because he had duct tape and things like that. So was he going to sexually assault her?
He had duct tape with him?
There was duct tape, yeah. And there was fingerprints on the duct tape that then, of course, was destroyed. But
the theory was that he got the shovel from their yard, that he didn't bring it with him. So he maybe went to talk to her or to assault her physically, like rape her or something. And then he got the shovel and went to town.
So maybe, man.
I don't know.
So do you think that what happened that day is he did this, got bloody, ran home, and his mom knew about it the whole time? That's why he needed to call his mom?
I wouldn't be surprised because he does seem to be a mama's boy. But I don't know necessarily. He could just be a wuss that has never had to take care of himself and is a little bit of a boy still and had to ask his mom. Okay. Or maybe she is a lawyer. I don't know. I don't think so, though. But no, it is interesting and we'll never know unless Brittany gets some more memories. Maybe he was going door to door selling like candy bars after work and then saw her and then was reminded of the rejection. And then just grabbed the shovel and attacked her. And he didn't even know he was going to that house.
Do you think 18 years is enough?
No.
I know. Me neither.
No, but that's the best they could give.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, especially not if he can get out in 9. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
But it is shocking that there are people in jail now for life sentences on drug charges.
But they
and
did.
And he only got 18 for
they did ignore
his girl.
Like, all of his appeals.
Good.
All of his appeals have been completely ignored.
Good. Do you have any better titles?
Yeah, I have about 30. What do you have?
I have, this episode has been an advertisement for Oil of Olay Age-Defining Classic Eye Gel. And then I also had, this one I like better, A Hair-Raising Tale.
There we go.
Which we've probably used before, and now that I'm thinking about it, you probably used it for Ken.
For Ken and the Lars episode.
Damn it, and I just subconsciously stole it, and I was so proud of myself.
That's okay.
Oh, that's so
I may
sad.
Not have. I may not have.
No, I'm sure
that I didn't
you did.
Use it. No, you don't know.
Okay, go ahead. I
that's
did
all
have
you
Let's
had?
I had Let's Go to the Mall by Robin Sparkles stuck in
that's
my head
good.
All day though.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I had no other titles. I couldn't think of a single thing.
I'm gonna do this one just for you. Hollist Her. It doesn't fit with this episode at all, but I thought
Brittany's
of it
awesome.
Because Brittany's amazing, but I thought of it when you said
That's
it.
That's good. I like it.
So I had like
I was
some...
trying to think of Hollist. I was trying to think Hollist. I couldn't think of it. God, I suck at this.
No, you don't. I have some very serious ones that I think the Dateline should have considered.
Okay.
One of which would be Unspeakable.
There you go.
Because
way better.
Forever, she couldn't write instead of The Match doesn't work for me. I don't like.
Yeah, no. It makes me think of Match.com.
Oh, personally. Me too. Like, that's what I kept thinking. I was like, what is the match of? What is the
or
match?
Or I was thinking like a blood donor, like a bone marrow match. Because I'm a bone marrow donor. I'm on the registry, and it's called Be the Match. So whenever I get emails from Be the Match, like, that's what I think of.
You're such a good person sometimes.
I could sign you up, too. You just swab your mouth. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. Notice I said sometimes. I don't think anyone wants my bone marrow. I eat really bad. Okay. So who knows what I got. All right. So I've got... So that was another serious title name I had was True Grit, because that was her. That's what her sister said at the very beginning, was like she had the grit to get through. It was something about her having like the most grit.
You know what? There was another girl on Dateline who was murdered and her dog's name was Grit. And the dog survived and they all loved the dog. It was like the representation of her. And I think that episode could have been called True Grit, too.
There we go. Or, okay, what about Through the Sliding Glass Door, which is what I thought he jumped through, but he didn't. Apparently, he jumped through the window.
You got to watch the first season of Trial and Error, speaking of sliding glass doors.
Okay, I will.
I made my parents watch, like, the whole thing. It's so good.
Okay, I will as soon as I have any
In a couple of years.
Yeah, in a couple of years, I will. Then I've got Gray Eyes to Blue Skies.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then I had Dress Rehearsal for Death, because that's what the sister said. That was my quote, actually. The sister said that. They said it was time they were, when they were going to the hospital and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, that was a great quote, actually.
It was such a sad thing to think about. I'm like, but yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah.
That was beautifully phrased.
Can you just imagine how hard that was for them? Just because how long did it take her to open her eyes? 6 weeks?
I don't know. It was a long time.
It was a long time. It was enough to.
Again.
And then they're afraid at the same time. That someone's coming after them.
This totally could have been that episode, Mistaken Identity, which is incredible that I've told everyone to watch, where the girl was in the coma for 6 weeks and it turned out to be another girl. Because they were in a car accident, and the family was sitting by her bed for 6 weeks. And when she finally woke up, she wasn't able to speak, so she couldn't tell them. She kept saying, like, false parents, because she couldn't even say, like, I'm not. It was a different girl. And the other girl had been buried.
Okay.
Read the book. It's called Mistaken Identity. It's really good.
Then I have two very special ones, because I'm going to use it. You know I am. Just in time for some serious... just in time for... Oh, wait. Just in time for serious jail time, but I'm trying to condense that down. I messed that up. Dang it.
Just in time for jail time.
Just in serious jail time. Nope. It's not. Doesn't work. Never mind. Scratch it. Okay, so we'll just go with the other one, which is Albuquerque to the Crime.
There you go. There you go. That's pretty good.
Did it.
You done did it, girl.
I done did it. What do we got for Twitter?
Okay, I got so many. People were happy. Okay. Blue Girl Detroit. I didn't realize Britney's sister was Kim Kardashian. A lot of people thought that one sister.
The oldest sister is really pretty.
She has like darker skin. They're all pretty though. Dark hair.
But she's a KKW pretty. She bought the contour kit, nailed it.
Yes.
Like, good job.
Yes.
Sky
Rules 24 showed this picture. I don't know if you can see it. It's from what movie is this with Will Smith, where his face is like exploded from allergies or something? Do you see this?
Well, you keep moving it around.
Sorry.
Hold it still. I don't know what movie that's from.
But you can see his face. It's all poofy. Then she said, what's up with Hanson's face? Was he allergic to the person who punched him in both eyes?
Can you be allergic to your own tears? No, but like, can you? Can Maybe. It like make your like eyes irritated when you cry? The salt irritates your eyes. There was something going on.
It
was wild.
Megan Jones says, or Meg Topper 10, the Justin Hansen character dressed like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. Do you remember
him? Oh, with the robe. Yes, that's right. When he's outside
emptying
doing
the sewer line.
Yes, the sewer. Yeah. Hi, Clark.
Sweet Casey smile. Try not to focus on Detective Jody Gonterman's hair, because that's not what's important here.
What is up with everyone? And then calm down, y'all.
Cynthia Hates Everyone said, I'm finding the curls distracting.
Oh, I know. It's her fancy do.
I know. Gary Georgievich. Mom, should I give my DNA to the police detectives? No. And get an apology.
Yeah, seriously.
Honey, you are owed an apology.
And send you an edible arrangement.
Sixth Street Sock. Did he get breast implants under his eyes?
Collagen injections gone horribly wrong.
They're fillers.
But that's what happens when you insert like your own butt fat into your face. It turns out like that.
It does.
I don't know.
No, I think it's supposed to look better.
No,
he went to a bad guy. He went to like
Tijuana to get your eyes done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Alfredo Rapp says, okay, so which of these sisters tried to kill Brittany?
Oh my God.
Sherry Rush says, I still think it's the little brother. They haven't talked to him yet.
Yeah, where's the little brother?
Yeah, the Book of A. Get to the part where they all sit in a circle and beat his ass with that shovel.
Yeah,
that's what
really?
They should have done. It's like
Seriously.
Old Testament justice.
Yes.
Where all the sisters
Deuteronomy.
Get a whack.
Yeah.
Each sister gets a whack with the shovel. Dana San 88, I'll bet Justin's wife grits her teeth every time he mentions his mom.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's constantly like, well, my mom says that you should clean the house with this product.
Well, she divorced
and
him.
And she's like, She did?
Oh, yeah.
After he went to jail?
No,
Do
I
we
think,
know that
like,
for a fact?
I think during. Yeah, I looked it up. Yeah, she divorced him.
Good.
In 2011, something like that.
Good. Misty Marie 34, I'm dead. Justin still has the spiky hair after 9 freaking years.
It's not spiky. It's poofy.
Yes, it is. It's spiky, too. There were large chunks that went to a point at the end.
That's because if you have curly hair and you're straightening it every day, like you're on the freaking Jersey Shore.
But why would he do that?
Gym tan laundry.
He was still in his bathrobe. So did he do it like while he's getting dressed in his bathrobe? Does he sit at a cosmetics table?
Yes.
Like a makeup bench?
With and product then, and a straightener and straightens that noise every day.
Every day. That's dedication. I kind of admire it. I should do it because I have the Jufro and I could benefit from an iron. I just am lazy.
I've bought you like 3 irons. Why do we have this conversation all the time?
Because
and
I'm
you don't
lazy.
Like any of them.
Keisler Soze. I feel like Whoopi Goldberg should be sitting at that table.
Seriously. There you go, Keisler. Good to have you back.
Katrina 3511. How much money do the airlines charge Justin for those bags under his eyes?
Yeah.
Sweet Casey Smile. WTF, those bags under Justin's eyes must be filled with guilt.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Katie the Human 99, who I love so much on Twitter, says, OMG, no, Brittany, I'll be your friend. Because remember in the statement in the court, the sister goes, she has trouble finding friend groups.
Oh, God. No, seriously, Brittany,
we
are
all,
on your team.
We'll be your friend, and Katie the Human will be your friend.
Yes.
Yes, we would totally be on your friend. Chuck DZ 76, Detective Gaunterman, how are you allowed to go sleeveless at work? Since when? I thought the same thing, but then I was like, the gun show. She has to show everyone the gun show.
Yeah, please show your gun show.
But she's fully Detective. Wearing a sleeveless top. With pants and her gun.
It's 2018.
They let cops just wear sleeveless.
We do what we want now.
Okay, there were 2 more that I'm not going to read about Detective Gaunterman's hair. Mm-hmm. Out of respect to you and your feelings. Mm-hmm. And so my last one is, again, Katie the Human 99. Holy crap, Justin looks rough. Those eye bags are bigger than my future. Good
that's
for you, Katie.
Genius.
You know your future is endless.
Oh,
you got it, girl.
Oh,
you
that's
got
good.
It.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Justin's future, not so much.
No. Goodbye, Justin. We're
done. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so I think that's all we have for everybody. Make sure you follow us on Twitter because we have hilarious conversations all week long. Instagram, I post there like once a week, so it's not as exciting. Facebook, I'm going to start posting, so it's going to be way better than what Katie was doing. And
Which was nothing.
And if you're really into us, ask Sean G if you can join the very special A Double Date with Dateline Facebook page that we are not even allowed on because it's just for listeners. So, and if you want to be kind and support us, you can look at our Patreon page and see if you'd like to become a Patreon. We would so, so appreciate it. And, oh, I'm Keith Morrison was on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, and it's the most amazing interview. 20,000 people have sent it to me. But what I want to do is get Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell on this podcast. So
yes.
I have a tweet that is our pinned tweet, and I would love for everyone to retweet it as much as possible. He liked the tweet, Dax did, so he knows who we are. So let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yay. Okay, love you all.
Thanks for listening. Wait, excuse me. I'm sorry.
What?
And remember, everybody, don't watch alone.
Watch with your favorite kiosk incense employee.
Watch at the mall.
Let's go to the mall at Hollister.
Oh, don't shop at Hollister.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.